I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You might remember last year hearing about the violence targeting Christians in Manipur, India. It's been almost a year now since the Meitei people in Manipur began a campaign of violence targeting tribal Christians in early May 2023. They burned 250 churches and killed over 160 people. What you may not know is that Manipur today still looks like a guerrilla war zone. Regan Miller with Mission India tells us.
We actually had a ministry partner go to Manipur recently to get an update, and he shared with us, his quote was, "My heart is heavy as I heard some stories directly from the victims. Even now, many are on the roads with illegal weapons. I saw them walking around. I was asked not to go into some villages as many bullet sounds were heard. One person said in his village, every night there are sounds of bomb blasts."
Pray for persecuted Christians to represent Christ. And while some churches focus on reaching their neighborhoods for Christ, others team up with mission organizations to reach entire people groups. Believers work together to fulfill the Great Commission, identifying needs and supplying resources to finish the task. Door International's Rob Meyer says,
"As we get closer and closer to that moment when Jesus comes back, we want to do everything that we can to see as many people as we can worshiping the Lord with us. Deaf communities have long been denied access to the gospel, and now is the time to see the Great Commission happen within these communities."
Door International trains and equips deaf Christian leaders in church planting and Bible translation. They've almost completed evangelism and discipleship resources in several sign languages and will be releasing them this summer. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7 offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.